Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, down there in Sarasota. And thank you very much. We are broadcasting to all of the great radio stations in the network that we have on GCN here, all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and delivering the goods down here to our hurricane zone where Ian hit. Now, don't forget the bulk mail center guys out there hauling the mail, doing a great job too, Felix and the gang, and of course our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and our Amazon warehouse people, as well as our drivers out there too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Trump, Truth Social, Trump's website. We're also on Twitter. And you find us there at Captain's America. It's Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America, lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have from Colorado, Aaron on the line. So, Aaron, what's on your mind?
Oh, Cap, Denise, well, there was a big stink up. One of the White House advisors came out and was bragging about the rate of percent for Social Security went up for senior citizens when it comes to social
8.7%.
Social Security, and the thing is though, people got upset because they're the one, the dark side, broken down dumb donkeys, are the reason why you have all this inflation. And so I mean, they raised up the Social Security to match the inflation that they created. And so that's why people are so upset, why they're bragging about this. When you created the inflation, yourself, you dumb donkeys. And then you got fake Pocahontas chiming in, and I don't know what she's smoking in her peace pipe, but obviously she's not lit really around. She said, well, the rich folks need to pay more taxes. Rich folks, we want rich folks to pay more taxes to cover up this hike in Social Security for senior citizens. But the thing is, Denise, I have a question for you. The Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, do they have a budget, or eventually it's just going to go bankrupt? Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Okay. Go ahead. Your turn.
I think it was supposed to be insolvent based on what's on paper today by 2024?
Right.
I forget. Mm-hmm. But look, we know that the government just prints money. Actually, they don't really print it. They just move decimal points digitally. So it won't be insolvent. But it's going to get real hairy, I would say, for the next president, whoever that may be, because of the debt. We're at $31 trillion. But since we have so many people that refuse to work, those dollars are not going into Treasury from a revenue standpoint and also to fund Social Security. So I wouldn't rely too much on Social Security for the generation behind me, because I don't think it's going to be there very long, personally.
Okay, got a question from our friend Christine down in Sarasota. She says, after hearing Jay Sekulow's commercial, who is buying all these sex trafficking children that they keep talking about? Can we stop them from doing this?
There are a lot of organizations out there, Underground Railroad and a handful of others, that are doing some actually remarkable work. You just don't hear about them. Not enough, because there's not enough of them. But, Christine, what is happening here is the Department of Homeland Security is actually taking some FEMA money, and they are paying these NGOs, non-government organizations, to take these children. And what happens to them after they're taken, they're subsidized and taken, we don't know what's happened. Some of them have actually gone to work on farms, and they've become essentially agricultural slaves, migrant worker types,
mm-hmm.
and they're living in terrible, terrible housing. And the others are being trafficked. They're necessary for in the sex trade. I don't believe that the Biden Department of Justice or the FBI has enough resources to deal with that. And I keep asking the question, is the FBI even represented on that southern border? Because I've got an answer to that, which tells me that they're not. I know DEA is there, but not FBI.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with Denise Simon and more right after these messages here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. Clear skies out there. Don't go anywhere. The weather's going to be really nice this weekend. And we'll be coming back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico, of course, is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, having saved people money for going on more than 85 years right now. And, of course, they are definitely insuring people and signing up folks all over the place. And I will tell you this much, that if you haven't checked them out, you need to, because if you want to get a quote on your car or your truck insurance, you can do that by going to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and if you want to insure, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can do all that too. But here's where you really save the money. It's when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together. That's how you save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Debbie from Tallahassee.
Hi there, Debbie. How are you?
Well, pretty good.
What's up?
Okay, good morning to both of you. You know, last Friday you had a caller who said that Mike Pence should be the czar of religion. I have a different idea. Mike Pence and Charlie Crist have something in common. They should both go home, shut their mouths, and stay off the taxpayers' back. I don't want to see either one of them in politics ever again.
I'll agree with you on the Charlie part. I think Pence may run for some state office there in Indiana again. That's what I think.
I don't like Pence. He's a big traitor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're in Tallahassee. What's the weather like there this morning?
I haven't been outside, but it feels warm inside.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call, and call back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Any comment to that, Denise?
Yeah, no, I for sure don't have any use for Charlie Crist. I don't believe that Pence is going to run for anything. What Pence is he's a very old school, old Washington D.C. moderate,
mm-hmm.
and the only reason that he is being used is because he has a genteel manner about him.
Yep.
But beyond that, I don't know that there is a lot of substance to the man. But they're just using him where they think he would best be effective. But I don't think he's going to run for anything anymore.
Okay.
I mean, he's got, like, double pensions, so we really don't need him.
Yeah, he was a governor, he was a congressman, and now he's a vice president. So he's actually got a triple thing here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone line. I think we've got Elliot on the line here. Good morning. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to Denise. Hey, Denise, I have two quick things I want to run by you, see what you think. Number one, Denise, whatever happened to those people who were caught on camera in Georgia running ballots illegally? Governor Kemp is the governor of Georgia. Did the Attorney General of Georgia arrest these people? Number two, the rise of woke preachers in the Democratic Party. Woke Al Sharpton, Raphael Warnock of Georgia, and Cori Bush of Missouri. These far leftists are all in for open borders, defund the police, same-sex marriage, butchering young children who are confused about their sexuality, removing the parent, having the government to dictate to the child through the teachers' union. These preachers are okay with sexual-oriented books in school libraries. They embrace Satan clubs after school for young children. Nothing is said when the left invites grown-ass men dressed in drag appearing before young children. America, the far-left woke preachers, a dangerous creature that God warned us about. Thank you, Captain.
All right, thanks. Your comment there, Denise?
As for the matter of Georgia, I don't believe that Kemp is allowed as governor to get involved in that. That comes down to the Secretary of State. But Georgia has something also called the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah.
But, you know, if any state or if any investigation goes on for something like that, that's the first thing that's going to happen, and that is the Department of Justice. Washington, D.C. is going to step in. They're going to get involved. Mm-hmm. Just remember, we're being told, especially with the January 6th hearing yesterday, we are being told that we should never question election results ever again, period, end of report. That was the message. Including the fact that they voted to subpoena Donald Trump to testify, which by January the committee won't exist anymore, so the chances of him having to testify are slim to none.
Now,
what the school systems are doing to these children and all these organizations, it's to me the most disgusting thing that's out there. And I will tell you that if you ever watch Tucker Carlson, he goes on and on and on pretty much two or three times a week on this very thing,
mm-hmm.
and rightly so. So I would say that
mm-hmm.
the Department of Justice needs to work with the FBI, because the FBI has a very different definition and the right definition when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yep.
And these schools and these organizations are absolutely in violation of federal law.
Now, as far as Georgia goes, the only thing that I know that happened to those election workers is they were fired. I do not know that they were charged with anything.
Well, no, that's right.
Yep.
I mean,
But they were fired. That happened. Okay, let's go to Bagabin Bob on the line. Mr. Bagabin Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Cam. Just wanted to ask Denise about the FBI. Is it really necessary? Is it really necessary? And the other thing is, the FBI role seems to me to be examined and redefined as to what powers and parameters they have, and have an independent agency to oversee them. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, go ahead.
You brought up that question yesterday, and I couldn't remember what it was when we got off the air. That's what the question was FBI. So you're bringing it up again. Thank you for that. Look, the FBI is a bureau. The agents that are out doing the hard work are doing what they're supposed to do, what they're ordered to do. What we have a problem with is the director of the FBI. Mm-hmm. He does not have control of this bureau the way that it needs to have control. He is towing the line of the Department of Justice of Merrick Garland, and he needs to go. He absolutely needs to go. The FBI, I mean, I get several dozen emails from them every day on cases that they are working on, or cases that they have charges with. I don't know what they're working on necessarily. But they also do some very good work when it comes to cyber. And, you know, there's a lot of things that the Bureau does that we don't hear about, we probably will never hear about. Mm-hmm. But we have a leadership problem, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a leadership problem when it comes to virtually the directors and the secretaries of every agency that we have. But we're supposed to trust in the FBI, and we can't. There's some good people in the FBI. Let's not forget that Jim Jordan has come out and said that there's been a whole handful of whistleblowers.
Yeah.
That have come. But I was actually going to write an article about this. I have to kind of scroll back because it came to my attention last week that 600, over 600, the number 655 sticks in my head, FBI employees have left the Bureau because of sexual improprieties. Now, what does that mean? It goes from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Good Lord.
655. Wow. I think the number one. So that tells you that there's crap leadership at the top.
There's a culture within the FBI, too, apparently.
Well, and you know what? We still have that same problem when it comes to Secret Service, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues are pretty big, and we're supposed to have some trust in our government. And I can tell you day in and day out, we're losing all faith in it, which whatever could possibly be left.
Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I will talk to you a little bit later in the daytime. Have yourself a great day, and enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Coming up, we're going to have our favorite physical education instructor. I'm going to give her a new title here. Annie Okerlund. You'll hear from her coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. A Texas sheriff has certified that dozens of migrants who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts last month under a new program by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were crime victims, insinuating their eligibility for a special visa. The sheriff had stated that he had filed certification forms, which immigration lawyers say can be used to obtain a visa reserved for crime victims or people who witness certain crimes. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed court papers seeking to stop former President Donald Trump from transferring assets from his namesake real estate company. This is the latest move in her civil case alleging years of fraudulent practices. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, we're going to add a little something to this, another category, first responders too, whether you're a firefighter, EMS, or a police officer. This segment's going to be for you guys as well, and girls, because we're going to be talking with our friend Annie Okerlund, who is a certified yoga instructor. She is the official yoga contributor to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, this is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you got to go over and you got to check out the National Aviation Academy at their website, naa.edu. And when you do that, realize they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. Set up a tour at one or both of their installations and then pick one. because it's a great job, number one, great working conditions, number two, and you can work anywhere you want around the world. I don't think it gets much better than that. All right, well, we're joined right now by Annie Okerlund. She's only 29 years old, and she's been in the yoga business for 23 years. That's pretty good. Started young, right?
I did, absolutely. Good morning, Captain Matt.
Now, you are the founder of Exalted Warrior Foundation, which is adaptive yoga for veterans. And one of the things that you do is that you host yoga classes for veterans, not only here in Tampa Bay, but you go all around the countryside. And through your network of certified yoga instructors, you're able to arrange instruction for veterans across the United States, but also first responders. Now, some of your classes are for the general public, too, and you're also open for first-time students. Now, your website, of course, is exaltedwarrior.com. So tell us more about what you're doing and what you've been up to here for the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, I haven't been on with you guys because I was over in Colorado Springs teaching other yoga teachers who have either spouses in the military or our veterans. I had an active duty service member. She came in and learned about trauma-sensitive yoga, which really is how we support our veterans and how we support our first responders. I've been working a lot with police, fire, SWAT teams over the years, and with the whole community in general. And as we were saying earlier, right now our Southwest Florida first responders and all the first responders that have come in to support Southwest Florida, their level of exhaustion must be beyond. And then sadly at this point, we're not really in the rescue part of search and rescue. We're really in the search.
Recovery.
The recovery, yeah. And I've worked a lot with teams who work the canine units. And it's such an interesting thing because the whole reason our community members become first responders is the amount of empathy they have for their community and their fellow man and for serving our population. And I think we take that for granted sometimes because the humanity it takes to do that work is one of those injuries we call a moral injury that our first responders have to navigate beyond being away from their families for extended period of time, beyond the trauma that they see on a daily basis.
Yep.
I was talking with a very dear friend of mine who was a career Navy SEAL, and he said one of the things he felt that was really, really hard about being a first responder was that it's in their community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he would deploy and he would come home. His area of theater and conflict wasn't in his neighborhood. And a lot of our first responders, even if they live an hour drive away, that's still their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And they pull up to a scene where they maybe had a loss in a car accident or a house fire or something like that, and they see it every day. And that can be one of the most traumatizing elements because the nervous system holds that. The body holds those memories of, oh, there's where that house fire was, and the whole family passed. You know, all those kinds of daily re-engagements of trauma are so exhausting. And that's where we can come in and support the nervous system of this amazing human being who's supporting our community. I always like to make sure that at the end of practice, you know, stay safe out there and thank you for what you do for my family, even though you don't know my family. Right. And I think we kind of take that for granted as a community and as a culture. It's been wonderful to be able to share these practices because a lot of my guys think about shift work. You know this as a fireman. Like, holy moly, how do you guys get good sleep? You don't.
No,
when you're on shift.
It comes and goes. You get a couple hours here, a couple hours there. That's the way it is because you got to turn it on and turn it off. When it's time to go, the alarm bell sounds. That's it. Boom. Gone.
Off you go. Yeah. And that is one of the hardest parts through all this work is sleep.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what the human performance companies are talking about these days is little power naps. How do we get good quality sleep and go? But the way they've been changing firehouses, some firehouses you know, the older ones, you guys, you know, solved the world's problem at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you had like a bunk room. Now a lot of the houses are everyone's off in their own individual little space.
Yep.
And we're losing that culture of let's talk it out, laugh it out, maybe cry it out, and then everybody, like, passes out. And it's just it's a really interesting time
mm-hmm.
to be able to navigate this.
And that's why we have the Lazy Boy recliners in the stations, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and now it's really great because now, you know, our guys and gals can turn on an app and listen to a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a quick 20-minute, yeah.
Now, I've got a thought because I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this, and this is a terrible disaster we've had down below us. They are definitely still looking for people if they can find them, but it's pretty much a recovery mode where they're looking for people that have not made it through the storm. But how about the linemen? How about all these linemen that are under this intense pressure that are doing this just amazing work? I don't know if you saw this or not, but they got the bridges between Captiva and Sanibel Island back up again, and they must have had, I don't know, 150 or 200 power trucks in a convoy that were working their way out there. You know, they were waiting, but they were working to get out there. These guys, they work till they just can't stay awake any longer.
Right, which is really dangerous.
Yep.
That's the problem. I mean, I think that covers the line for any human being.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to operate with no sleep, it's a system malfunction across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it can be so, so dangerous. So we need to get our people sleep so they can go do the job to protect our communities. It worries me. It's one of those things that kind of worries me a lot.
Well, that's why we have good, hot, black coffee. Lots of it. Lots of it.
Exactly.
Now, I gotta ask you another question. You've got quite a track record you've established with helping veterans, and you were selected to work with disabled veterans at Walter Reed Medical Center. That's an honor all by itself. And while at Walter Reed, you work with soldiers who are not only amputees but burn victims, a lot of people with traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, post-traumatic stress. That's very difficult working with them because sometimes those guys and gals, they don't want to be messed with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just walking through the hallway back in the day, you know, I learned very quickly. My skin thickened very quickly. Do you say to somebody, hey, you want to go to yoga? And they look at me and they're like, ma'am, I don't have any legs. Like, you're breathing. Let's go. You know, I had to get a bit of a thick skin. But the fact is, the way I used to say it is, how are you sleeping right now? And they'd look at me and they're like, what's sleep? Like, come on, let's go. Because, again, we go into the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
We can navigate. The body is wired for every limb, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the amputees, one of the most fascinating pieces was that they learned they can control their phantom limb mm-hmm. pain. Any form of pain, we can control that phantom
okay.
limb pain.
I got it.
And it was amazing.
I got to get this in there because we run out of time. We were having such a good time chatting. I wish I could go further, but I got somebody else coming in. It's exaltedwarrior.com, exaltedwarrior.com. Your name, Annie Okerlund, folks. Check her out. Find out what she's all about. You're going to love it. And we'll see you on Sunday. They can meet you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Captain Matt.
All right, you take care, Annie. All right, that's Annie Okerlund, and she will be with us on Sunday, part of the group.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Savala. He'll be around in about 20 minutes here on the program. Now, I want to remind everybody that Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, his segment is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and I keep thinking to myself, gee, we've got people coming down here from all over the place buying vehicles. I guess it's because they're listening to me and hearing this on my affiliates around the countryside. That's great. Love to hear that. But I also think it's because of something else. It's because of the You Save, You Serve program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to them on a new or a pre-owned vehicle. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, is on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to the Nissan dealership that's right there beside them, also Moss Family Automotive. Now, when you buy a vehicle, whether it's new or certified pre-owned, you will get Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And that's really something. Very, very, very few, if any, dealerships are doing anything like that anymore because they're trying to cut corners and this, that, and the other. Not Moss. Moss is a family operation. We've got the Nissan dealerships. They've got the Acura dealership. And they believe in you you, the client, the customer, the American person that you are. And it's all about America at Moss Nissan. Believe me when I tell you, you'll see red, white, and blue everywhere. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you some money, too, along the way. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Our fearless leader took to the airwaves yesterday to talk about the economy and talk about what a great month we'd had, and things were doing so much better. We were just coming out of the hole that we were in. Gasoline was getting cheaper. The cost of living was going to be 8.7% for Social Security. And, oh, by the way, inflation only went up 2% last month.
Yeah, I don't even really watch much of this little, you know, chit-chat. Where was he giving this one, Cap? I don't know. Where was he speaking?
He was out somewhere in the country. I don't even remember where, but I happened to catch part of it on TV. He was out somewhere doing something. But the thing of it is, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't think he knows at this point in time. And quite frankly, I don't think really people pay much attention to what he has to say. I actually think he kind of believes what he says, quite frankly. He says things. I think he actually believes it. It's kind of like pathological to some degree. As far as the economy is concerned, again, we had another very, very hot inflation number yesterday. I do think it's a bit more geared towards real estate, this number.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the actual reality is based in some regards to various different markets around the country with real estate coming down. Some have held up. Takes a little bit more time. But, you know, again, I've been, you know, basically hammering the fact that, you know, it's the things that people buy every single day. And those prices are not coming down. And that's what people are really feeling every single day.
Well, the CPI came out yesterday, too, and
that's the inflation I was talking about. It was very hot.
Yes, and they thought it was going to be down around 4.5% or something like that. It was, 7.2 or 3?
Well, no, they didn't think it was going to be down about 4. They just didn't think it was. It rose faster than it was supposed to. So, and people were kind of hoping that the thing would start coming down to some degree or kind of ease off. The hope now is that it's peaked to some degree and it's not going to get any higher. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. At this point in time, from the looks of things, it looks like it's coming down, but it's in certain areas. Like I said, the things that, people buy every day, we all know food and energy, it's not coming down and the Federal Reserve really can't do anything about that.
No, and they don't seem to want to pick up on the numbers that are there. I mean, we can go and we can see this. We can see what the consumer price index is. Matter of fact, yesterday when Joe Biden was saying what he was saying, Alfred Ortiz, the president and CEO of Job Creators Network, was coming out telling the truth about what was going on.
Well, at some point in time, like I said, I don't know whether or not the country, because I don't know. But the polls are actually saying you can't trust them because, again, we all know about push polls and we all, know that they're trying to drive people in a certain direction. I don't know what people are holding on to in regards to this upcoming election and the people that are running the show. There actually has been some, type of concern. You had Bernie Sanders and also Bill Clinton coming out and saying, hey, listen, we have to, we have to do more than just run on abortion. And if they're saying that, then there's obviously, hopefully that people are starting to pick up on the fact that it's the economy, stupid.
There you go.
And change the way that they're going to vote.
And it is the economy, stupid. I mean, James Carville had it right, and he's got it right again, and we got it right again. It's the economy, stupid, because, again, I'm going to read this headline, and I want you to pay attention. Go see what and by the way, Joe Biden was in Hollywood as some sort of fundraiser. Anyway, and this is the headline. Consumer prices surge higher than expected, up 8.2%. And he stands there and goes, well, inflation's only up 2%.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. You could say these things, but I mean, the people out there in the audience must be snickering. I mean, they gotta buy food, don't they? I mean, they see that this is ridiculous. They see what they're paying at the pump. You say it was in California? I mean, what are they paying at the pump out there in Los Angeles?
$6.15 a gallon is the average price in California.
Not cheap.
Now, do you know what the national price is across the country right now for the U.S.?
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
It's $3.90 a gallon. We're creeping right back up to $4 a gallon again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oil prices are coming up. You know, they cut the production. And, yeah, I think that that's another big story, too. Mm-hmm. And some Republicans really haven't really haven't come out and said, hey, you know, the fact that the Biden administration wanted to hold off from these cuts in oil production, but only until after the election.
Yeah, that's the story right there. That's the story.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
That's the story right there, that Joe Biden actually approached the Saudis about delaying the cut of oil for another month so that they could get it through the midterm elections and it wouldn't hurt the people at the pumps. They were trying to guarantee the fact that the prices wouldn't go up. Well, didn't work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's brutal. It really is. I mean, yeah, I look at this and I'm just like, what does that tell you? It tells you what? It tells you that they want the prices to be up. They just want them to go up after the election to help get themselves reelected.
Yep. Now, I will tell you this. I have no doubt in my mind that with food prices under Joe Biden going up 15.6% since he was elected, and that doesn't count some of the other things that are in there, that if you toss in some of the meats and some of the sugars and the other stuff in there, it's going to take it up even higher. Because, again, you can make these percentages wherever you want them to be.
Yeah, listen, you know, people are feeling it everywhere. At some point in time, you know, the nation's going to wake up and they're going to say enough is enough with this stuff and they're going to start making some changes. Hopefully, we'll see.
I think they already have it. I think it's coming now. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is who we're talking to. One last little thing. Social Security, cost of living yesterday went up 8.7%. Just so happens that's going to be what the increase is going to be for the veterans through their checks and their disability. And I believe the government pay raise for the military is going to be the same.
I should hope so. I mean, I would hope that they're going to do something for the military. It's embarrassing.
Yep.
You know, quite frankly, you're going to, you're going to tell our military personnel that they've got to go on food stamps.
Right.
I mean, it's an absolute embarrassment.
Yeah. Well, this is going to give them about $140 on the average. That's to the people with the average Social Security check. Some people, you got to remember, still don't get as much as others because they're back at the old levels.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's embarrassing. And you know what? I think it's just that these members of Congress should be on the same pay grade as military personnel. I don't understand why. It's crazy.
I agree. So we're coming up on the music here, but I want to mention that watchdogonwallstreet.com is a website, and your show will be heard on many of these same stations all around the countryside over the weekend. The Watchdog on Wall Street. I look forward to hearing it because it comes on right after my show here on my stations, right after I get off the air on Saturday.
Oh, boy. That's right. I knew that.
Yep. All right. I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, take care. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he's all about. In the meantime, I'm coming back. Frank Silvato in the loop. We'll be back here. Don't go anywhere. More on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.